My guest at this time is Tyler Cohen Wood. She's a senior officer and cyber branch chief for the Defense Intelligence Agency, and she's also the author of the new book, Catching the Catfishers: Disarm the Online Pretenders, Predators, and Perpetrators Who Are Out to Ruin Your Life. You can also learn more about her work at tylercohenwood.com, where she even has some videos there to explain how you can protect yourself through social media and other online venues. And Tyler, it's great to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with a quick definition. What's catfishing?
Catfishing came out of a documentary, and then it became an MTV TV show. And what it essentially means is someone who's lying to you in the online domain, whether it's something innocuous like adding a couple of inches to their height or a few pounds to, or taking away a few pounds to their weight, or whether it's something much more insidious by someone lying to you about who they are, whether it's a predator or someone trying to lie to you to basically get information to steal your identity. So it's someone who's lying to you.
And before they actually strike, whether they're trying to steal your money or lead you into some sort of dishonest romance or something like that online, what's the best way to give yourself a red flag that there could be a problem with any sort of person you're finding yourself in contact with?
Well, in the book, I have a checklist, and I go through the checklist that parents or kids can go through to determine if someone is not who they say they are. And some of the simple red flags are things like if this person you're talking to won't Skype with you or have a video conversation, that's a red flag. If someone will not send you a photograph in real time, that's a red flag too, because that could indicate that they took a photograph from someone else's site. I also recommend if they do send you a photograph and it's just one photograph, that you do a Google image search so you can determine if that photograph appears on someone else's Facebook site and or any other of their social media. And you also want to look at their social media and make sure that the social media makes sense. Make sure that they have friends, that they have regular banter with those friends, and they don't just have a bunch of filler friends, and it didn't look like they just created the social media in one day. And those are just some of the red flags that you want to look for.
Tyler, is there anything that you should be especially reluctant to just put out there on social media or anywhere else that makes you an especially attractive target for someone trying to do this sort of thing?
Well, you want to not put up personal identifying information. You don't want to have your address or the exact location of where you work. Because someone who's trying to steal your identity, all they need is your birthday, your name, and an address that you've lived at. So I go through in my book how to kind of protect yourself from giving away that information, because a lot of times we give away this information without even realizing that we're doing it by using location services or just self-disclosure of information.
And so if you have your actual full birth date on Facebook, that might not be the smartest plan.
Right. That might not be the smartest plan, but at the same time, too, someone can determine, you know, what your birthday is just based on people saying happy birthday to you.
Sure.
But then again, you don't have to put the year, and they typically will need the year as well.
All right. Let's talk about what to do if you find you have been targeted and perhaps been compromised in some way. The most alarming scenario, of course, would involve kids being targeted in some way.
Yes.
If, in fact, these folks you're in contact with don't pass the smell test. You've done a couple of the steps recommended in your book, and you've just explained, and it turns out this person's not who they were, and it turns out you've either given them information or they know way too much about you. What do you do about it?
That's when you contact authorities, and you can also contact the social media site that you're using, because a lot of them have bullying or protection laws, so they can help disable the account. But I would definitely capture all of the information and contact your local authorities, because a lot of times, and I've had this situation where a friend of mine, his daughter, was online dating someone who claimed to be a 17-year-old boy. We went through the checklist, and she basically called him out on it, and this guy just disappeared. But if they had chosen to contact the authorities, the social media site that they were using, the ISPs, a preservation letter could have been sent, and we could have determined who this person was if that was the route they decided to go down.
So ultimately, it's got to be a team effort if it presents enough of a threat. There's only so much you can do on your own. You've
right.
got to involve the authorities if you really want to shut these people down.
Right.
Any other advice, perhaps specifically from a business perspective, other precautions you should take, other things that you can do? You talk here about digital breadcrumbs. Other than personal identifying information, what type of breadcrumbs would that refer to?
Well, that refers to location information or things that you're leaving behind. One of the things that I tell businesses, one of the greatest risks to businesses in protecting their intellectual property and corporate IP is the fact that we no longer just sit in an office. We're always on the go. People use their personal smartphones for business or their tablets. And there's something that I've called application permission creep. And that's when the personal applications that you use on your phone extend the permissions that they should be allowed. And they tell you they're doing this. You can also go to the permission settings, regardless of Android or iPhone, and see what permissions the applications that you use have. And you would be surprised. A lot of applications on Android will have permissions to view your text messages, your contact list, the things that you've stored on the phone. And they have full access to sell that data. And a lot of times contact lists or the things you say in text messages are corporate intellectual property. So I recommend businesses really look at the applications that their employees are using on their phones and look at the permissions that those have.
We're talking with Tyler Cohen Wood. The book is Catching the Catfishers. And Tyler, some folks are obviously more tech savvy than others. But on your website, TylerCohenWood.com, you've actually got some videos and other tools that folks can follow to make this idiot-proof, to figure out how to protect yourself here, right?
Yes. And the book is also written for a non-technical person or for kids as well. So it's very easy to understand. It's not a techie book.
Well, fantastic. This is an issue that's obviously affecting more and more people. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger threat. And obviously, your work at the DIA, you know that the threats persist even to a greater scale. So thank you very much for your time today. And we certainly encourage everyone to pick up a copy of Catching the Catfishers. And again, Tyler's website is TylerCohenWood.com. Tyler, thanks again for your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Tyler Cohen Wood is Senior Officer and Cyber Branch Chief for the Defense Intelligence Agency. Again, Catching the Catfishers and TylerCohenWood.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.